The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen last night warned the vaccine maker AstraZeneca that it must catch up on deliveries promised to the EU before it goes exporting its doses elsewhere. She was speaking after an online summit of EU leaders last night to discuss new restrictions on the export of vaccines outside of the EU. Well, to tell us more, we're joined by our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Tony, the Taoiseach was one of those who had raised concerns about restricting the export of vaccines, saying that it could damage the relationship between the EU and other countries. Did the EU leaders reach an agreement last night?
Well, they kind of took something of a middle course in terms of these new restrictions. The Taoiseach was among a number of leaders, notably the Dutch, Swedish and Belgian governments, who had expressed strong reservations about any further restrictions on exports going into the summit. But what leaders agreed to last night was that they essentially gave tacit approval to these new restrictions, which essentially say, look, if a country is ordering vaccines from the EU, then there should be a proportional reason for that. The country should need the vaccines. On the other hand, if the country has already vaccinated a large percentage of its population, then perhaps it doesn't need the vaccines as badly as some EU member states. And if that country has not been reciprocal in sending vaccines and ingredients to the EU, then again, the export request might be reviewed. So what they agreed to last night was to acknowledge that that is a good tool to have in terms of leverage. And that comes from the transparency system that is in place now since the end of January, where the EU has a much closer eye on what vaccines are going where, who's producing them, who's ordering them. And last night, Ursula von der Leyen was kind of making a virtue of this transparency, saying, look, it has allowed us to see how much vaccine, how many vaccine doses we, the European Union, are exporting around the world. And she put a figure on it, saying it was 77 million doses had been exported since December, 21 million of those going to the UK. So what she's saying is this transparency has given the EU some kind of moral weight in demanding that companies also meet their contractual obligations to the EU. And it didn't sound like EU leaders disagreed with her. And certainly Micheál Martin used the word leverage last night after he concluded the conference.
So this is very much a case of sort of waving the big stick rather than using the stick.
Yes, I mean, I think there is a sense that this is a warning to companies that they have to start meeting their obligations. And when I say companies, what they really talk about here is AstraZeneca, because the other companies involved, Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, they have all met their contractual obligations to the EU and even beyond in some cases. So this is about this ongoing row about AstraZeneca not delivering tens of millions of doses and instead making sure the UK got its quota of doses and doses that were manufactured in the European Union.
And Ursula von der Leyen then clearly trying to put the onus on AstraZeneca to fulfil its agreement with the EU before it sends vaccines elsewhere. She had underlined that message that she's been consistent on over the last couple of weeks, saying that they need to be delivering on their contractual obligations.
Yes, that's right. But it still leaves the question, you know, what happens? Because the EU has, or the Commission has accepted that it can't seize doses that might be going from AstraZeneca facilities to the UK. The Commission has only blocked one export of vaccines, and that was 250,000 doses from Italy to Australia. But it wasn't like the EU could then take those doses and give them to European countries. The legal situation is that those doses still belong to AstraZeneca. So this is all kind of political and moral pressure. And it also feeds into the discussions that the EU is having with the UK on this very issue, what to do about the doses that are made by AstraZeneca. which are fulfilling the UK contract but which haven't been fulfilling the EU contract.
Tony, the US President Joe Biden also addressed the meeting last night. What did he say?
Well, he was there to really help with the reset of the transatlantic relation after the Trump years. And obviously there were lots of warm exchanges of greetings and relief, you could say, at this reset. But of course, the US has had an America first approach to vaccines. America poured a lot of money into the research and production and distribution of vaccines through its Operation Warp Speed initiative last year, poured $18 billion into that. And there were lots of strings attached. Those companies getting that money would have to serve the American market first. So what he did say was that both sides would work together to ensure that supply chains would remain open. He would do his best to help in trying to remove some of the bottlenecks in ingredients, for example. But it does highlight the risks to the EU of getting into any kind of escalating trade war over vaccines because, as we've heard so much, the inputs to vaccines are made all over the place. And if you block exports going to one country, then they could retaliate by blocking ingredients going in the other direction.
All right, Tony, thank you very much indeed for that. Tony Connolly, our Europe editor there.